Our next batch of stories include a city family fleeing wildfires in Greece. Ofsted Joy caps a head teacher's 11 years at a city infant school. Electric buses will join the city fleet, and a team of volunteers provide a boost to an allotment project.
A terrified city family fled wildfire chaos in Greece with wet towels across their faces as a dream holiday turned into a nightmare. Philip and Louisa Bunning from Taverham were in Rhodes with their daughters Olivia, 13, and Lottie, who turned 10 whilst away. We had to ditch all our luggage as the girls were struggling, and when I turned behind, I could see huge flames chasing us, said Philip. I'll never forget Lottie's words when we were running. I don't want to die on my 10th birthday, Dad. After two nights in a sports centre, they managed to secure a flight home.
A series of social media scams, which led to a victim being violently threatened for money, has prompted police to launch an appeal. People have been warned to remain vigilant after the WhatsApp scams were reported to Norfolk Police. Over the last 2 months, there have been 4 scamming attempts across Norwich and parts of Norfolk. The latest incident happened in which the victim was sent messages and a video of a violent and threatening nature. The messages were part of a scheme to blackmail the victim to send money to the fraudsters.
An infant school head teacher has bowed out on a high after more than a decade following its latest Ofsted success. Isabel Stubbs has stood down as head teacher at Cecil Gowing Infant School after 11 years at the helm. And the Sprouston School's latest Ofsted report has meant she leaves with a flourish after the report was published just 2 days before the final day of term. The inspection saw the school rated as good, the second highest rating available, a status it has maintained throughout her decade in charge. Mrs. Stubbs said, "I'm delighted we were able to share the report before I left, as we are all very proud of the comments made by the inspector."
The UK's smallest off-licence has put forward plans for a new venue in Norwich. Located in Tombland, the Beer Hatch was opened in August 2022 in a traditional red phone box and recently introduced outdoor seating. Now, in an application submitted to Norwich City Council, owner Saul Press has applied for new premises in Wensum Street, not far from the trademark phone box. The proposed site would make use of the former Phillips Cameras shop next to the Ribs of Beef pub. Mr. Press said, "We've been looking to expand for a while. This shop will hopefully be a springboard for that. I don't know if I'll be able to continue running the phone box at the same time, but I've had a great time there, and now maybe it's time for another new start-up to have their time at it." A statement by Mr. Press in the application said, "I would like to have a few tables inside for people to stay and have a drink. This would also be used for small beer-related events. I will also have an area for the sale of homebrew equipment."
17 new electric buses will be arriving in Norwich this autumn as part of a multi-million pound investment in greener vehicles. And work has started to convert First Bus Eastern County's Roundtree Way depot into an all-electric depot, which will make it just one of 3 of its kind in the country outside of London. The new electric buses, 11 single-decker and 59 double-decker buses, will be made by Northern Ireland company Wrightbus. The buses, which will save more than 60 tonnes of tailpipe emissions each year, are due to be delivered to the depot starting this autumn. Work has begun at the Roundtree Way depot to convert it so the new fleet of buses can be charged up and maintained there.
More calls for tighter security have been made after a fire on a derelict industrial site that is earmarked for 670 homes on the edge of the city. Sirius Property Company has had outline planning permission on the former May Gurney and Trouse sites since 2013 and has finally lodged full plans this summer. However, after blaze gutted a dilapidated office block, needing 19 fire crews to extinguish it, police are treating it as suspected arson. The developer has refused to comment when contacted on multiple occasions since the fire. People living in Trouse have been fearing a fire on the May Gurney site and pumping stations for the last year or two. Although steps have been taken, access to the building is not difficult to achieve, and it therefore comes as no surprise to any of us living locally that the antisocial behaviour has escalated, resulting in a fire at the site.
Fresh life has been given to a city allotment thanks to a life-changing project. Strong Roots, a charity which combines psychological therapy with gardening, tends to the Bluebell North allotments off the avenues in Earlham. Their work was given a welcome boost by some volunteers recently, thanks to the organisation Volunteer It Yourself and Toolstation. The work of the volunteers included repairing a leak on an existing hut used for counselling and a compostable toilet, as well as creating additional space with a new summer house and wood store to enable the spaces to be heated and used in the winter. The summer house will be used by New Roots, which was established in 2006, to support counselling sessions as well as therapeutic horticultural activities, drawing, painting and writing.